New York City to the world. Tom Sullivan is on now.
Well, here we are, and welcome everybody to the Big Radio Show on this Monday, the 25th of June, 2018. My name is Tom Sullivan, and I saw this over the weekend, and I thought, okay, I know what we're going to be doing on Monday, and that is Sarah Huckabee Sanders went to dinner. No, there wasn't a priest and a rabbi. There's just Sarah Huckabee Sanders went to dinner. And if you haven't heard this story, I don't want to assume you have, but she went to a restaurant in Lexington, Virginia. It's about a three-hour drive from D.C. She went there Friday night, and she the restaurant is called the Red Hen Restaurant. They serve farm-to-table, fresh, new American cuisine, according to Google. And their website crashed after all of this because when Sarah Huckabee Sanders got there and she met a party of people that were her friends or family or somebody that was already there. And so she met up with them. And they're sitting around this table, and everybody recognized the people that work at the restaurant, knew who she was. And one of the servers said, "I just served Sarah Sanders for a total of 2 minutes before my owner kicked her out, along with seven of her other family members," says Jake Foley Schultz, a waiter at the Red Hen. He put that on his Facebook page Friday night. She confirmed the incident in a tweet Saturday morning. "Last night I was told by the owner of Red Hen in Lexington, Virginia, to leave because I worked for POTUS, and I politely left. Her actions say far more about her than about me. I will always do my best to treat people, including those I disagree with, respectfully, and will continue to do so." So now everybody and their brother is going after either supporting or criticizing the Red Hen restaurant. They're in the middle of a big brouhaha, and the owner is a woman by the name of Stephanie Wilkinson. She was at home Friday night. Her chef called her around 8 p.m., said that Sanders had walked in with the group and wondered what to do. Well, Stephanie got in her car, drove to the restaurant, confirmed it was indeed Sarah Huckabee Sanders. She asked her staff, "Tell me what you want me to do. I can ask her to leave." Wilkinson notes, I'm not quite sure why this is important to the story, but she said Wilkinson notes that some of her employees are gay. They said yes when she said, "I can ask her to leave." So Wilkinson said she asked Sarah to step outside, and though I was babbling a little, I explained that the restaurant has certain standards, such as honesty and compassion and cooperation. And she asked her to leave, and Sarah said to her, "That's fine, I will go." So Sarah's group elected to leave with her. They offered to pay for their entrees, which were just being prepared. Even though they hadn't been served the food yet, the kitchen was already cooking whatever it was they ordered. And Stephanie opted not to charge the group. "Usually politics are not on the menu," she says, "but I'm not a huge fan of confrontation. I have a business, and I want the business to thrive. This feels like the moment in our democracy when people have to make uncomfortable actions and decisions to uphold their morals." So, you got all kinds of people that are beating them up on the Yelp page and everything else. The reservation lines were completely tied up. There was even people outside the restaurant shouting. They elected not to open on Saturday night, writing in an email, the incident was Friday night. They did not open Saturday night. Sounds like it's dinner only. They said, we would like to avoid exposing our patrons to any potential unpleasantness from outside entities. In other words, they were protesters. I don't have it in front of me. I saw a bunch of television coverage of this, but there was a sign in the restaurant, something to the tune of love, whatever, you know, love overcomes hate or whatever, something along those lines. So she says she's full of compassion, and yet, obviously, that's what she says, but as one of their standards at this restaurant. But, honesty, compassion, and cooperation. Well, so Stephanie Wilkinson was honest. It's her business. She can do with it what she wants, and she doesn't like Trump, doesn't like Sarah Huckabee Sanders. And so she was honest by confronting her and saying, even though she doesn't like confrontation, I've got to ask you to leave. So she also said that they have to maintain their standards. It's just honesty and compassion and cooperation. Well, there was no compassion, and there certainly wasn't any cooperation. But Sarah cooperated and said, sure, fine, I'll leave. I don't. What's your take on this? Because it's not only a sign of our times, but it is. I don't know what it leads to. I don't know what comes next. I don't know if we now have liberal restaurants and conservative restaurants. Are we going to go that far? Stephanie Wilkinson told the Washington Post that the staff is a little concerned. What should we do? Concerned about what? Nobody's accusing Sarah Huckabee Sanders or her seven other people that were with her of misbehaving in any way, shape, or form. They were having a meal together Friday night at 8 o'clock. Then there's the incident where Kirstjen Nielsen, Homeland Security Secretary, was at a Mexican restaurant, and we played the sound of that last week. You still have that around, Andy, somewhere? I forget what day it was. That was the one where the crowd was yelling at Kirstjen Nielsen in the Mexican restaurant, shame, shame, shame. Okay, tell me when it's ready. And so they barged into this restaurant. I'm sure there was a lot of people in that restaurant that were having a nice dinner. I think it was last Wednesday night. Here's that reminiscence for us.
Secretary Nielsen, how dare you spend your evening here eating dinner as you're complicit in the separation and deportation of over 10,000 children separated from their parents? How can you enjoy a Mexican dinner as you're deporting imprisoning tens of thousands of people who come here seeking asylum in the United States? We call on you to end family separation and abolish ICE!
Abolish ICE! Abolish ICE!
Abolish ICE!
Abolish ICE!
Shame! Shame! Shame!
Okay, so there was a little over the top, but so that was a group. What's the name of that group? The Democratic Socialists of America. They're Bernie Sanders' group. I don't know if Bernie Sanders, what his reaction was to all of that. Then this is Tampa Bay Times is reporting. This was also Friday that Pam Bondi, who is the Attorney General of the state of Florida, was at a showing of a documentary about Fred Rogers, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. A documentary about the children's television host, Fred Rogers. And she had to receive a police escort when several members of Organized Florida confronted her as she left a Tampa theater after seeing Won't You Be My Neighbor, the documentary about Fred Rogers. So the demonstrators were questioning Florida joining the lawsuit against the Affordable Care Act and Pamela Bondi's general support of Donald Trump. So, now, and by the way, they also have been outside Kirstjen Nielsen's home. They tracked down where she lives, and they stand outside her home and yell and scream as well. So do we now have separate facilities? Republicans go in this restaurant. Democrats go in that restaurant. Theaters, we'll have a Republican showing at 7 and a Democrat showing at 9. I don't know where this goes. I don't know where this lack of civility goes. I got one more for you. This is Congresswoman Maxine Waters stirring up a crowd to voice their displeasure with the Trump administration whenever they see any Trump official in public.
If you think we're rallying now, you ain't seen nothing yet. No peace, no sleep. And guess what? We're going to win this battle. God is on our side. On the side of the children. On the side of what's right.
Oh, yeah. I think God is on the side of what's right. I'm not sure going around yelling at people from the Trump administration when they're seen out in public is what God approves of, but hey, I don't know. I haven't been able to get a reply from God. I've asked him, what do you think about this? What do you think about it? The phone number is 855-295-6600. So, civility, like I said at the beginning of the program, there's a lot of people who think, oh, this is the worst we've ever been. No. The 60s were far, far, far worse. We shot kids on campus at Kent State, killed them, killed our politicians, our civil rights leaders. It's what my mother always said was, sticks and stones can break your bones, but names will never hurt you. So do we just ignore these people? Or do you just not go out if you are in public office? 855-295-6600. Lunch to go, please. I'm the Secretary of State.
Enjoy your discussion. You seem to be very fair. It's appreciated.
I just call them like I see them.
You're with Tom Sullivan.
Okay, so I don't know where this goes. I've had people come up to me in restaurants and say hello. They're usually friendly. Some want to sit down and talk about the world while I'm having dinner with my family or something. But generally, they're very friendly. I'm guessing that I have run into people have seen me that don't care for me. They don't like me. But you know what? They're polite enough to just keep on going. They did not come over to disturb my dinner. This case, the restaurant owner said, you're out. Now, the restaurant owner certainly has the right to do that. They can throw out anybody they want as long as they're not one of the protected classes. And that under the court rulings. If you're not one of the protected classes, they can throw you out just because they don't want you. They don't like you. Phone number is 855-295-6600. Dave in Palm City, Florida. Hello, Dave.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
Thank you for bringing this up. I guess a little, not totally off the subject, but if this were a gay person that wanted a cake, let's say, and the person refused them, that would be all over the news. This is the first time I've heard this. But or if it's two black gentlemen trying to sit at Starbucks and they're not served,
right,
that would
right.
be all over the news.
Right.
And this, I just think it's pretty hypocritical. If in fact, it's not all over the news, this is the first I've heard of it. But I just think it's hypocritical that
I think it got. You know, I think it got pretty good coverage, but it was a Friday night story, so I don't know about you, but most of us aren't really following the news as carefully Friday night as you are maybe during the week. So, in fact, that's the old rule. Bury, if you got bad news, man, release it on a Friday night because it'll get buried. Yeah. But, no, it's, the owner has the right, though. I'm a big deal about owner's rights. If it's your business, but I think this was a major mistake on her part because of the fact that she's now going to be branded as the anti-Republican, anti-conservative restaurant.
Well, yeah, she won't be branded by the Democrats under any circumstance, but she will by Republicans probably.
Yeah, yeah. Well, even the president has chimed in on this, talking about the fact that the restaurant is, he's said something about the fact that if you take a look at the photo of the restaurant, it's got a dirty awning, and he chimes in and goes, the Redhead restaurant should focus more on cleaning its filthy canopies, doors, and windows. That badly needs a paint job rather than refusing to serve a fine person like Sarah Huckabee Sanders. I always had a rule, if a restaurant is dirty on the outside, it's dirty on the inside. So that was his way of going after him.
And if they were a true businessman, they would enjoy the business because it would make a profit for them to clean the awning.
True. True. But I...
Right? I mean...
Yeah, I mean, it would be the buzz of town. I mean, it's you know, hey, Sarah Huckabee Sanders was here. Oh, my gosh, what was she doing there?
Yeah.
Oh, you sure to see. I mean, it's a buzz whenever any celebrity, and that's what she is, shows up at these places. It really is. They usually take photos of them, have them sign it, and they put it up on their wall. They're proud of it.
And I run my own business, and I look for any positive marketing opportunity. I don't think this is necessarily positive, but I would always look for a positive marketing opportunity. But that's me. So.
I don't understand why, but what does this say about where we're going? Well, I mean, again, it goes back to my old adage about why do people come out? I don't care if it's a rock band. I don't care if it's a dry cleaners. I don't care who it is. Why do you take political positions in your business? Because you're basically telling half of your customers to go take a hike.
Right. I don't understand it either. And then you get the whole media with the negative, with the press. Not negative, it's probably positive on their side because the media is so skewed to one side, at least most of what I read. Actually, what I read is could be taken as the truth until you read the truth, and then you say, whoa.
Yeah, So, what do you make of Maxine Waters? There's nothing really new. She's always kind of, she's pretty good at stirring up the stink.
Yeah, I was going to say, she's entertaining for... on both sides. She's entertaining for the Democrats because they like her. She's entertaining for the Republicans because they like a good laugh every now and then.
Well, there's actually a bunch of Democrats that are coming out and saying Maxine went too far. They don't even like her about them going after people in private. Because turn the tables, how would they like it happening to them? I love it when you talk back. Welcome to the program on this Summer Monday. You can tweet me at Sullivan Radio. Wealth is Simple. It says, the red hen does look like a dive. The owner seems like a typical intolerant leftist bully and hate monger who no doubt will regret her stupidity. I don't know, but she... I think what stands out to me is that she tells the media that she told Sarah that the standards were about honesty, compassion, and cooperation. And there's no cooperation, and there certainly wasn't any compassion. And then there's a sign in there, something about love dominates hate or something along those lines. And it was so they have these wonderful little sayings, but that, you know, like so many people, they don't live by it. She absolutely did the opposite. She didn't reach out and love somebody. Isn't that what you're supposed to do, is love your enemy? First of all, we shouldn't be enemies. We're on the same team, the American team. Okay, we have different ways of doing things. We can argue about how to take care of our country, but we're on the same team. But you wouldn't know it from this. And I don't know how much further this goes downhill. So David Gergen, and this is kind of what I was responding to about people talking about this is the worst civility ever. And I'm going, Gergen has been around a long time. He was there in the 60s. He saw all the bloodshed and violence and everything else in our country. But he says now is the most vitriol on both sides of the aisle he has seen in all his years in politics.
We're adrift, and the country is very, very much on boil. I think the emotions are running very high on all sides. There are a large number of people on both coasts who think Trump is totally unethical, that he's a moron, all the other kind of epithets one can think about. And there are people in his base who not only are strongly for him, but they're more strongly for him now, and they're fed up with what a press in the left they think has been carping, doesn't give him any credit, whether it's for the economy or North Korea. And gradually, I think both sides have now reached the point where they're so frustrated and so fed up and so impatient for change that this could lead almost anywhere. It is extraordinarily divisive. I cannot remember a time. The anti-war movement in Vietnam, the civil rights movement, in the 60s and early 70s, both of those were much more civil in tone. Yeah. Even the anti-war movement was more civil in tone, but certainly the civil rights movement among the people who were protesting.
I don't think so. I know he's trying to, talk about Martin Luther King was nonviolent and all that, and that's all true. But there was lots of violence at civil rights marches. There was lots of violence in the anti-Vietnam War marches. And there were killings. We killed a president, a senator, a civil rights leader. I don't know what he's thinking. But maybe you agree with David Gergen. Maybe you think it's more uncivil now than ever in the history of our country. Maybe you think it's a powder keg and it's about ready to blow. And if so, if you do think that, what do you see? What is it that you envision that's going to happen? Are we going to take to more extreme violence? Because these are just words. Okay, she kicked her out of a restaurant. But she didn't hit her. Phone number is 855-295-6600. Mark in Bel Air, Maryland. Hi, Mark. How you been?
I'm good, Tom. And, we had the wettest May on record, and I'm so glad we're not being taxed.
We used to always laugh about whether it was raining or not in Maryland because of the It was real, wasn't it? It was a rain tax. If it rained, you got taxed.
Rain tax.
Yeah, and yeah, finally, who was it? Was it your governor,
Larry Hogan.
Hogan, that did away with it?
Yes, and now some of the more progressives are blaming the floods, the recent floods in Ellicott City that made national news on him because he...
Because he's not taxing the rain. Yeah, you're talking about that flash flood that came down through that town, and it was pretty wild. Yeah. Yeah. So what was the call about today?
Well, I hear all this discussion about it and the lady, and I as a businessman don't advertise my politics. I just don't. I don't talk about it in my businesses. I don't put it in my advertising. I don't market and say, you're not welcome. I welcome everybody. I need, hundreds of customers every day to float my business, and I can't throw half of them away because I'll go bust. And frankly, this woman did herself a disservice, and she shows how poor a business person she is, because when you hire someone, you hire them to do a job. You're here to serve customers. That's what I pay you for. If you don't want to do that, leave and I'll hire somebody that does want to do that. I'm not asking you to judge anyone. They weren't there, and Ms. Sanders was not being, putting it out in everybody's face. It wasn't like, a demonstration where you would say, please leave, you're annoying my other customers. They were simply there to have a party of their own.
Right.
And I think, frankly, a very expensive party of eight having dinner. I picked up those tabs in fine restaurants, and I may be generous in saying that it was a fine restaurant, but they threw away a lot of money when you've got limited number of seats, and they've also told a significant portion of their clientele that they don't want them there.
I wonder what kind of reaction, what her business, I'd like to see her receipts a month from now. I presume there's going to be a knee-jerk reaction and a lot of people coming over to see the restaurant out of curiosity in the next couple of weeks. But I wonder what it's going to be like, give it a month or two down the road. I'm not quite sure how that's going to work out.
Follow some of the local stuff here. It made pretty big news way back when Gordon Ramsay ended up helping out one of our local celeb kind of restaurateurs in an area called Hamden with the Cafe Hun, because she made the public relations blunder of trying to copyright the word Hun, which in Baltimore lingo has been part of our vernacular since.
Yeah.
You yeah. know what sense. I mean,
yeah.
And she almost went out of business in a restaurant that was fully paid for, solvent, making lots of money, and a staple in that community because she made a PR blunder. And in the restaurant business, you know as well as I, they run on tight margins.
Yeah.
She may see a boom from people coming in, or she may see people just not coming in. You know, you need a lot more customers than just your faithful to support a business.
Yep. I don't understand the part about the fact that she pointed out that some of her staff are gay. And I'm going, okay, so what? There are gay people in the Trump administration. What does that mean? I mean, it's almost a non sequitur. I don't understand why she brought that up, but it was important for her to tell the Washington Post that some of her staff was gay. Why?
She wanted to justify an untenable position.
I'm not sure. I wonder. I don't know how this business does. I don't know how. It's a dicey business, especially when you don't have a lot of tables and it looks pretty small. She's got to be very careful. So we'll see what happens. But if you see a public official in public that you don't like, make sure and get a bunch of friends and circle them and yell at them until they leave wherever they are. That's what we're coming down to. That's what Maxine Waters is promoting. Anyway, I got to hit my break. But, Mark, always good to talk to you. Appreciate your call. 855-295-6600. If you don't like somebody, just ignore them.
Connect and engage with Tom Sullivan. On air, online, on demand.
Went online to the Red Hen. By the way, if you Google the Red Hen restaurant, this poor restaurant, oh man, the one that comes up is the Red Hen, which is apparently sounds like a very nice restaurant in Washington, D.C. It's not the same, and apparently they're getting all kinds of grief and hate and phone calls yelling at them and people messing with their Yelp. And all. That's why I don't believe Yelp anyway. I hate Yelp reviews. But so there's a Red Hen restaurant in Washington, D.C., which is not the Red Hen that threw Sarah Huckabee Sanders out. This is in Lexington, Virginia, 3 hours away from D.C. And when you pull up their website, says, for reservations for parties of five or more, there were eight in this party, we require a credit card to hold the reservation. Yeah, because it's a small restaurant, so it's very critical. Due to our limited size, we request 24 hours notice for large party cancellations or change in party size. No shows will be assessed $40 per person fee. So they lost 40 times 8, $320 minimum. The restaurant owner did not want him in there. So it was her money she lost. Phone number is 855-295-6600. Bill, Palm City, Florida. Hello, Bill.
How you doing?
Doing great. What's going on?
Yes. Oh, okay. They keep saying about Trump tearing these kids apart from their mothers.
Yep.
I haven't heard anybody say anything about Mr. Clinton. I think there was the military was in there with these assault weapons and everything. They went down to Miami and they broke into the house, took the kid out of the closet. I think his name was Emilio Gonzalez. How come that was fine? You remember that, Tom?
Yeah, that's a totally different subject. What do you think of this Red Hen restaurant?
The Red Hen restaurant? I don't know. I was a little confused earlier. You straightened me up.
Okay. All right. Well, then we'll leave it at that. Bill, thank you. Doug, Carson City, Nevada. Doug, hi. You're on the Tom Sullivan Show.
Yeah, hi. Listen, what they did with that lady from Human Resources, that nice blonde lady.
Yes.
That was not protest. That wasn't even harassment. That was intimidation of a public official.
Right.
And it's a crime. If you did that at DMV in Carson City, Nevada, where I'm from, the highway patrol next door would be all over you. And Maxine Waters calling to do that is calling for them to intimidate a public official. Now, isn't
right.
that a crime? I know you know that.
I don't know, because you've got, as usual, you've got a vague law here. You've got the First Amendment rights of people to go say what they want to say, whatever they want to do, and the government can't stop you. And so it was a government official that they were harassing, not only her, but also Pam Bondi, the Attorney General of Florida. But I also do believe there are some laws out there which a police officer can arrest you for harassment, and for especially somebody that is a public official. So I don't know how the law would come down on it, but I think we're going to see more of this. I hope not, but I think you're going to see more. I don't know where we're going in this country with this.
Let me ask you this. Did any of them swear? Because the law here, with the clerks you're working with at DMV, if you're disruptive, which is pretty blanket, and or cussing or intimidating, you'll go to jail. And if that law is here, it has to be there. It has to be.
I would think so.
What about
the restaurant owner, the Mexican restaurant owner in Washington, who had a packed house and you got these disruptors that come through? I mean, what would you do as a public official? Are you going to be intimidated into not going out and living your life for fear of what happens to these people?
Well, that's what they're trying to do. That's called intimidation, and that's illegal. Now, look, if they swore or any of that, I think that ups the ante quite a bit. You have to figure out what they were saying and what they're shouting. It certainly can be. It's got to be intimidation. Got to be. Now, and like I said, at DMV here, you wouldn't dare do something like that.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm reading a public intimidation and retaliation law. It says use of violence, force, or threats upon any of the following persons with the intent to influence his contact in relation to his position, employment, or duty. So I guess if you don't use violence, if you don't use force, and you don't threaten them, you can call them names till the cows come home, and you're not going to be arrested for public intimidation.
Hmm. That's interesting to know. Let me ask you, you were saying at Red Hen that they can do whatever they want, booting anybody out they want.
Yeah.
Years ago, I was at a bar where the bartender kicked somebody out, not disruptive. When the police got, he just didn't like them. When the police got there, they said, was he disruptive? Was he too drunk? I said, no. I said, well,
right.
We just can't walk him out of here. So I'm wondering, Sarah Sanders, is there no protection under the interstate commerce law, which I believe is probably going to be there, but to protect her from being able to enter that business freely and be left alone? What do you think?
I don't know. It makes you wonder, does Sarah have to have Secret Service with her? She had no security.
I don't know, but these highway patrolmen in Carson City are all big, tall guys. I'm not kidding you. And they had nobody around at all. I'm really serious. They're hired usually because they look so good in parades and what have you, and they do. So they're intimidating in every way. They tell you, believe you, leave.
Yeah. Well, that's good. That's good. I'm glad the highway patrol is still intimidating. Hey, Doug, thank you. I appreciate your call very much. I don't know what you think about all this. It's there's a lot of reasons why people don't want to run for public office. Just add this to the long list. Nancy Pelosi, by the way, has chimed in, and she said about Maxine Waters. Very surprised, because she rebuked Maxine Waters, called for Trump opponents to be confronted by protesters wherever they may be. And Pelosi wrote on her Twitter account, "In the crucial months ahead, we must strive to make America beautiful again. Trump's daily lack of civility has provoked responses that are predictable but unacceptable. As we go forward, we must conduct elections in a way that achieves unity from sea to shining sea." Well, that's nice. That's nice. I don't know if you agree. I mean, I know it's Nancy Pelosi. So I presume some of you are going, well, she said it, I'm against it. But Maxine Waters said, let's make sure we show up wherever we have to show up. And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gas station, you get out and you create a crowd. Well, we have the First Amendment. You can do that. I'm thinking the best way to handle Maxine Waters and people that she's trying to rile up is essentially just ignore them.